Good evening. It's 9:05. This is December 13th, 2018. This is the discussion call where you can express your views on any topic of your choice. NLA does not teach any topics here. This is an open forum, and the views expressed by the speakers here may or may not necessarily represent the views of the National Liberty Alliance. Well, what do you think? You think we should pay $50,000 to each one of that parade group coming down here to send them back to Honduras? Good question to start with. Anybody think that's a good idea?
No.
Wonder why. Probably just encourage more.
Wish somebody would give me $50,000.
Yeah, exactly. The average pay is $15,000 a year in Mexico, and on Honduras it's less. That'd set them up for a long time.
We're headed that way, I felt, yeah.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that on November 29th, George Herbert Walker Bush was executed by the military.
Yeah, I heard he died before that too, and I heard he was executed too. And
it actually happened on the 29th of November.
Mm-hmm.
Then his funeral was deliberately held off until December 5th because there was something else supposed to come off on December 5th. And at that funeral, when the people got their funeral memorabilia,
yep.
they all got a real shock.
Yep. Tell them what it said.
There's something else that came up that I was not aware of. And so many more of the Bushes are in quote-unquote government jobs throughout the nation.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeb Bush's son is one of them. And I'm waiting to find out more information on those guys.
I heard that one of the things printed on the back of, their memorabilia was, "You're on the menu next."
That's very possible. I don't believe Bush's body was in that casket.
Yeah, you'll never know.
Well, the way it's set up, after January 1st is when the military actually takes over the tribunals. Once they are convicted, they will be executed, and their bodies will be burned.
Yeah, once that tribunal makes a decision, it's 2 weeks till it's carried out. No longer then. No appeals.
That's correct, but I don't think there's any appeals anyhow from what they're saying.
No, not for treason. It's not an appealable offense if you're found guilty.
Well, there's going to be a lot of people who are included in that. The stuff they're doing right here in Peoria now, it just scares the hell out of me. And until we get the control and get rid of these judges, these idiots are just doing whatever they please.
Yep. Yep, they figure they're in control and they can do anything.
Exactly.
Why it's important to get the people educated fast.
Anybody else have any comments on things pertinent?
Have you heard anything about John? Is he all right? Is he still alive? I mean...
Yeah, he's still alive. I haven't heard from him since Sunday.
Someone They haven't put him on the hit list.
Oh, don't even say that.
I think establishing the national educational challenge to the country would be a really good idea now. Education Challenge 2020. And use our civics course as the model to get people to take that course.
I see we've changed the head of the Joint Chief of Staffs to General Mark Miller, Milley, I guess, as you probably all know, from Joseph Dunford. The New Jersey State Police are set to launch a Nazi-style door-to-door gun magazine confiscated. Anything over 10 rounds, is it? They're going to go in by force if necessary. They're not ruling that out. And confiscate, I think they had a percent or two of the people that had magazines, they figure. And there's, I don't know how many, in the hundreds of thousands of people that haven't bothered to register them like they're supposed to, according to their new law. They just go ahead and pass unconstitutional laws and, act like they're legal and going to carry them out. With the governor's henchman there.
Hey, Jen, I read today something. Fake law. It's reference to the fake news. There is also now a phrase coined fake law.
That's a good name for it, I tell you.
So we spoke about 2 weeks ago about the education, and someone right. else early mentioned education, 2020, whatever. On the website of John Whitehead, who is head of the Rutherford Institute, he yesterday has an article, and I am almost here. What is it? Okay, there is supposed to some center called Brennan. Looks like this guy who was, CA, he's not anymore the CNA or whatever, CIA or FBI. And I read you a couple lines. There is a movement underway to require that all public school students pass the civic portion of the U.S. naturalization test, 100 basic facts about U.S. history and civics, before they receive high school diploma. And that is a start. So obviously this Brennan Center, who I first time heard, has some plan. And National Libertarians is independent from that, but obviously people have the same idea what's wrong with the country, and education is, as many of us here suggest, the key. By another hand, at 20 years old, 18 years old, 19 years old, put yourself, when you were at that age, do you really care about the Constitution, about law? No, you like to get some work job, buy the car, and that's it. Muhammad Ali said something interesting. He said, I maybe said it once before, but where you are at age 50, thinking like you are like you was at age 20, you lost 30 years of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously the education is the continue with our, as we progress in our life.
See, if you're as old as I am, when I was 16, 17, 18, I had to take civics and American history. So I learned about stuff like that. But then it somewhere along the line got dropped out. I don't know when, 60s, 70s.
Yeah, but education is not mandated by our constitution. This is the state issues. And I understand what you're saying. Obviously, the education today is more getting the order what it's...
Well, that's because the Constitution has been changed so much that the entire Communist Manifesto was in it.
No, what I'm saying, I did not read any line about the mandating the education from the Constitution. That probably says that there's the state issue. And why we have the Department of Education? Republicans has been in the both has the power, has the majority in both houses, and they never ever even think to abolish this department or other department or another department.
Yeah, when I was a kid, there was a state board of education. There was no federal secretary of education. That came along, what, 20
yeah,
years ago?
I think they came along with the, I think with the Carter.
Yeah.
There is a couple good articles today about Attorney Cohen and Manafort. And this is great example. If you want to have an attorney, you better don't hire one. However, there was Napolitano in his article. He was very cautious because he is with the he is the judge, who he thinks the way the judges thinks, and he said there is the best prosecution team is in the Southern District of New York State. So I don't know where John filed his paper. So I would say don't file over there. According to Napolitano, they are most educated, best prepared, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, Trump,
another couple, yeah.
Trump appointed a bunch of attorneys, and they are in the New York City group.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the federal district court, Southern District, so that's...
yeah, that's where they went,
and
right?
Obviously, he can only appoint for the federal level because he has no business
right.
in the state, I guess. I mean, who knows? But one of his appointees, he just... what he did, he recused himself. But then he recommends something which I would say wasn't favorable for Trump. So, I mean, if we think, like, because the... Trump, appointed somebody. He has no obligation to Trump. That's what I see. But I wish I was wrong.
Well, I think some of these people might have the Godfather talk before they get nominated.
Well, I understand, but, you know, we not have to be scared of. There's another article, Michael Rosoff. He likes short or, I mean, longer articles. He said something, he quotes some case which was passed. There was something about the, about election, that the corporations can... influence, I mean, the corporation can give money because they are the people and they can give unlimited money. And this guy, the Michael Rosoff, says that because the money is the property, you can do whatever what you want with your property. In other words, you can give president the money. He also pointed out something interesting, that if president put into his campaign his own money, he is out, then there is no law apply what he does with his money. And I am referring to this issue Cohen paying off some woman supposed to have some relations. So that is no statute will touch him. And I wouldn't, you know, why don't those attorney, I mean, so preoccupied with put this guy down because what happened to men and women is his business. And oh, there was also something very interesting. The Congress has hush fund for if congressmen have been sued for sexual trespasses, I don't know what other word you apply probably, then this hush fund pays those who sue them. And there was this Michigan congressman, another one, who took this money. I mean, he got paid through that hush fund, and of course they are not in the Congress anymore. Conyer, I think he's from Minnesota. He's been over there forever, I guess. And then somebody brought up a bill to eliminate hush money. And of course, the bill failed. So they still have this hush money to pay off accusers for the congressmen. And, you know, and then Trump is not part of it because he's not a congressman. He's the president. The Supreme Court, as I found it, the Supreme Court has upheld the First Amendment on many occasions. The Citizens United case in 2010, for example, struck down major law and precedents for restricted independent expenditures in campaign by corporations and unions. And that's what he was talking about. And then he talked about his speech. So we don't hear those attorneys, I mean, and the tube on the TV, but there are some attorneys who know much better what's going on, and I think they should, I mean, Trump should win this if it comes to the point that they're going to indict him or whatever. They're going to do everything what they can in the last 2 years so, you know, some idiots will not vote for him.
Yeah, I see he's laying the groundwork to ban mandatory vaccinations, and that's about time.
Oh, I didn't hear that, but obviously I agree with you.
But you've got to get the people in the local cities and counties to abide by.
Well, this is huge business. This is how the economy is made. Make us sick, so they're going to treat us, and money will, you know, go around. One people going to die, other people get poor, and the the health industry, drug industry going to get rich. I don't see other
way. Should be called the wealth industry, not the health industry.
Yeah, the buying any insurance. There's no insurance. It's tax. Let's call as is. This is the tax. Winter spoke 3 weeks ago on the issue. There's no health insurance. It's the tax. This is the tax. They force you to buy something. I mean, this country come down so low that they force you to buy some things when you don't want it. This is one thing. Second, you don't have the money.
Well, I think it's really interesting that these city, county, and state police are out there shooting people and killing them, and there's no need for it when they have the ability to give them a stun by a stun gun or using a laser to kind of blind them until they can get them under control.
You did say something very good a couple times, and I remember things because I always approach the economy. You said that we are poor because when you were in the sheriff department, there was 30 of you, and you have to come up front with certain things. Today is the 300 and everybody riding the car, and that's why we poor. You probably forget mention there is also the pension plan, etc. We are poor because certain group of people, I mean, live off us. of they sitting on our shoulders and make us poor. And this is by design. This is not by the chance.
You're 100% right. As I said in Peoria here, they just passed a law charging every house. Now I'm talking about every house, makes no difference what the price is. I think it's $200 the first year to cover their pensions. And then it's supposed to drop to $50 a year. Where are they getting that authority? They don't have it.
I would say that, and you have to people start think as the group, they discriminate us. They tell because they're working for some four governments, federal, state, county, and city. They think they are privileged society.
Exactly.
They discriminate against us. Why they have? They must have the pension, not us. But it's easy to fix it. Fix it is, I know exactly, Illinois Constitution has some line that the pension cannot be diminished. Well, if you look for the definition, we can come up with something. But the key to everything is we shouldn't fund those, we shouldn't match annual donation by the pensioners. If they contribute by themselves, we should pass the law that says, listen, we're not going to match anything, and the pension system going to die.
There should be no pensions, period.
Especially the pension shouldn't be for the governments, because
exactly.
They make much more money. The pension
exactly.
Should be in the free enterprise.
And there's got to be term limits on it, which there is originally, if they go back to the original Constitution, limiting these people to how long they can be in office. And if they take any kind of a, I'll call it a gift, they have violated their oath to office.
That is many, many things what we can fix if we have the right people in it. But so that John is probably the most important issue in our lifetime is the excuse me is the what he's called on the county a county level you have to become the committee man, I guess, or I think that's the start. I have to change the subject because that is the good news. Since 2013, the total number of working sworn officers has fallen by 23,000. The number of officers per capita is down even more sharply, from 2.4 person per 1,000 residents in 1997 to 2.17 officers per 1,000 in 2016. I would normally say the cop shortage is a good thing because it means that the police will have to focus on real crimes instead of victimless crimes like drug possession or dealing. But what will no doubt happen is that police will still focus on victimless crimes and level actual criminals to walk on the streets and molest us. I mean, I don't know if you understand me, but there is... there is less cops per cap per 100 per 1,000 residents in 2016 than it was 1997, and I think this is a good thing.
That is not correct.
Well, I am quoting some articles.
I know. You're getting the BS that they're publishing. The problem we've got is these guys are all wanting to join a police force, so they've got the authority to tell you what you can do and what you can't do and to take away from you everything you own. And that's exactly what they're doing.
I agree with you here. But the guy I'm quoting, Lawrence M. Vance, you should read him. He is a well-known guy. He published 10 books. And he is very, very, very conservative like nobody else. And I believe he has his own stuff.
there are some good men out there, but unfortunately so many, it's like when I was on the county, I got a bunch of the guys to come on the county. I must say I regret it now, because the first thing they did after I left the county, they wanted to have rank. When I was on the county, everybody was the same rank. We got paid the same amount of money, and it wasn't much. We got paid $10 a day for no matter how many hours we put in for 6 days a week. And we had to pay our own uniforms, our own guns, our own ammunition, everything out of our own pocket, including retirement. When I got off the retirement or off the county, I only got half of that retirement back.
You said it before. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I have something on the issue, and then I let you talk again.
No, let's go ahead.
Where I live in Florida, because I keep the eye on the money spending by the local governments, the policemen in the in police departments, not the sheriff department, police department, they cannot join the police union anymore. They stopped that. Now they can only join Florida retirement system, which is for every employee. I mean, I cannot say every because I never worked there. But the good thing is they said stop. The cops cannot join the police union anymore. They have to go like everybody, I mean, like regular employee. So their benefits are not going to be as great as those who are in the union. And I think this is the positive move. And I yield. You can talk now.
Well, I studied how unions were created. And it seems funny that the unions were created by the people who had the corporations. They got the fraternity brothers who didn't have a job to create the union, and they worked hand in hand. They put in the contracts, things that you would not possibly believe. And I read the thing from beginning to the end, and I found many things in there that really made my blood boil. If they said something in the front of the book, they said just the opposite in the back of the book. And they would use both of those against you. And if they didn't have it in there, they say, well, it was in a letter. And they got by with anything they wanted to get by because they could buffalo the people.
That was all done through this Legislative Act of 1871.
It should never have been done. And there never should have been it never should be a union. I only belong to two unions. Well, I shouldn't say that. I belong to the Caterpillar union. But I only belong to two unions that I had any respect for, and one was the Musicians Union, and the other one was independent union for playing in various organizations, acting and so forth. Unfortunately, they all fell apart too.
Constitution and Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence don't say anything that we're supposed to get paid by the government through a union or any other type of pension program for working. We're supposed to work until the day we die, and it's our family's responsibility to take care of the elderly and their family.
Do we have any updates on the whistleblowers in the Clinton Foundation testimonies today?
Well, there were things taking place today, but I haven't heard anything about any of them.
Okay.
Dog and Pony Show.
Yep, I think we're getting closer.
Not enough people can assume the responsibility of being a human.
And the Monday call, Monday National Liberty Alliance 3 hours call, Gerard says that Williams, United States versus Williams, is the dicta. So I went to the Black Law Dictionary, and that's what I found. Dicta are regarded as little authority. It frequently happening that they are given without much reflection, at the bar without previous examination. Dicta is also as the comment and as the thought. And I disagree with it. Because the system, if something is against the system, they try to say, oh, that's benign. Ah, just forget it about it. In the Constitution, there is no one line, section, or anything about the opinion of the court has bearing on us. So they give this to themselves. There was Judge Marshall in Marbury versus Madison. He said that, he said the courts must look and the Congress, what Congress passed, and then make the opinion if this is the constitutional or not. There also was the fellow from, I think, Utah. He spoke about 30 minutes about the currency and law, and I got frustrated. The definition of currency is substitute for the money. There cannot be law. There cannot be, put me this way, substitute is the substitute. You have a wife or you want a doll as the substitute. Which one you be happier with? And people tried, before they speaking, they should at least look to some dictionary and then get acquainted with the definition. Congress give the power to coin the money. In 1792, they pass the first coinage act. When they define the dollar as a certain amount of the silver, 371 and one quarter pure grain of silver. Then they also define the dollar is one part of 42nd of the, gold. There is two measures of gold. One is ounce, and another is the troy ounce. Oh, that word I was looking for, the troy ounce. Troy ounce has a little bit more grams than regular ounce. So the one part of 42nd of troy ounce of gold is $1. How can you coin the paper? How can you coin the currency? I never seen it. Maybe you guys seen it. Is possible? Take the paper and coin it? So again, this is what I call legalese. They changed the Constitution third way, by legal fiat or opinion of the Supreme Court. Not by the amendment, not by the constitutional convention. And I can call, and you guys can see that many, many times. You just said early, where is the pension? There's no such a thing in the Constitution that the government should have a pensions.
That's
cetera,
right.
Et cetera. Go ahead.
You said you were from Florida. I had three sons living in Florida. I only have one living down there now. And he's over in Fort Myers. And when I first went down there, I was still in the real estate business. And we had the authority to sell property down there for $320 a lot. Okay, you could build a house down there for, I think it was around $9,000. So if I wanted to buy that lot, I could get the house built, and they would rent it for me, and I could pocket the profit off of that and use it for a tax write-off when I went to Florida. I didn't do this, but that was a setup. When I first went down there, they were selling these lots then for around $12,000 a lot. So I drove through, and I saw a lot that was for sale. I got out and walked around it, and I walked to the lot next door, which was covered with weeds, and I saw where somebody had torn a sign down that was for sale, and it was for sale for $900. Now, that's the kind of stuff I could find down there, but the people in the real estate business were tearing these lots, signs down so they could make a bigger profit off of them. And that's the problem with what happened down in Florida. I went out and I went through an ex-Air Force base, and it was being used as a local airport. And I could buy, they were the officers' quarters, and there was two quarters, and then they had the garage between them. And I was going to buy one of those, and all of a sudden they said, well, you can't buy that. That's not for sale. Somebody went in, and they bought all that stuff up and got rid of it so that you couldn't get it. A man from up here bought property down there, and I thought it was really interesting. The man who took him out on the property to see it, and it had all the stakes and so forth out there showing what was supposed to go in, and he had a map. He bought around what was going to be a cloverleaf, and he thought he was really going to make money. And he waited and tried and tried and tried to sell it. They had moved the road a mile away and built the highway, and they had no intention of using this old map that they used, and he was just stuck with a piece of useless land. But that's the kind of stuff that was taking place. And unfortunately, they got away with it.
Around here, you can buy the land for the size is about 12,000 feet versus 8,000. About 10,000 square feet, I believe.
Exactly.
You can buy it. This is standard lot for the home, a single-family home. You can buy it for $3,000. The price here sometimes was $15,000, $20,000, but there is so much parcels, the land, that and it's cheap. That's why people move into Florida when they make money. up there, I mean, Middle East or, you know, East, they come over here and they can...
If you know what you're doing, you can save a lot of money. But they give you certain, I think it's really interesting, they have used, well, in fact, some of the people who are quote-unquote in the deep state were in the real estate business, and I thought that was interesting.
I'm going to speak the last thing, but I kind of want to, and then it's very short. I was listening to G. Edward Griffin. He is author of the book about the Federal Reserve.
Yes, I know it.
And then he got one of those tapes, and he mentioned the philosopher from Phrygia, which is the Turkey today, but used to be a Greece. His name is Epictetus. He lived 55 A.D. to 135 A.D. He has about 480 quotes on internet. You can find it on the internet. But the one which Griffin was alluded to was the four appearances to the mind, to the person mind. And he said that to aim in all these cases is the wise man's task. In other words, we will deal with it throughout our own life. Number one, things are what they appear to be. It's very simple, right? Next thing is, number two, they are then neither are nor appear to be. It's also very simple. The third one, they are and they do not appear to be. This is today, how you call it, propaganda. And fourth one is pretty much the same. They are not and yet appear to be. So this guy lived, you know, so many years back, first or second century AD. But I kind of remember that, what the Griffith says, and I kind of try to figure out what it's all about. And eventually, time come, and I now I understand everything. That's like what we see, we think what it is, but it's not. Or we think that's what it is, or we think that it, or what it's not, but yes, that's how it's going on. That's it for today. I yield, and you can talk.
We appear to have 800,000 children disappear in the U.S. each year. Oregon is the headquarters for that. Say again?
You said 800,000?
800,000 children.
Well, they sure are keeping us in the dark on that. I heard it was only 34,000.
Yeah.
I heard 2,000 a month or maybe 2,000 a year. I don't remember anymore.
Yeah, we must follow the same Twitter accounts. I saw that too.
Okay.
Doesn't that sound a little extreme, though, 800,000 kids a year?
I don't think so.
I would say so.
They've been reporting numbers like that for a number of years. West Coast, Washington, Oregon were the leaders for a long time.
Well, what happened to the 2 million people out of Houston when they flooded Houston? What's happening to the people in California? Why aren't we hearing any of this on Facebook? Why aren't we hearing any of this on Twitter? Why aren't any of these people out there on social media stating the devastation and the travesties that they're experiencing? I mean, this is just censorship. Massive, massive censorship.
Yep.
There's 800,000 children every year missing. Where are the angry parents? Where's the outcry of the parents of their lost children?
Well, from what I understand, and I'm speaking as a court-appointed special advocate, a lot of the parents are drug addicts or mentally challenged or whatever, and the the court system comes in and removes them from the families. And then apparently, from what I'm reading, the when they get into the foster system, that's when they start disappearing.
There's the outcry about the separation of the children from the parents versus the border. I don't understand. I mean, we got a double standard here.
How many did you hear here, Kim?
800K, just like you.
Okay, yeah, that's what I've seen. That's just like how many people are killed by doctors by prescription drugs that are prescribed nicely. Actually, that's up in the close to a million, too, you know.
Yeah, or better.
If you kept records, you know.
Yeah, and they're asking you now, do you have a gun? But
yep.
Gun kill. I said, oh, how many people you kill?
Yeah. Can't hold a candle to them, can we?
Yeah, because now the doctor says, oh, having the gun is so dangerous. You might kill somebody. Well, you guys, killing without a gun.
Yep.
I think that's some of that Obamacare question.
That's why Trump is trying to clear the swamp.
Yep.
Not going to do it unless he has an educated populace, and I think that we're far gone on that.
Their other trick now is to ask you if you're depressed, and if you say yes, I'm sure your gun rights are going to disappear. Can't have depressed people with guns.
Yeah, they want to know if you're
fire is the most devastating, powerful force known to man. And we all have it at our fingertips. Just a ruse.
Well, they keep telling you to go out and vote. My youngest son went out to vote, and they found about three reasons why he couldn't vote. I think it's interesting that way they can control who votes, and if I get somebody to vote and I have to pay him to vote, I can claim everything that he's got coming to him. That's the way they think.
I see. I'm 53.
Gonna lawsuit, you know.
I see 53,000 dead people voted in Florida. Doesn't cost much to get them in there, you know.
That's not a drop in the bucket to what voters in Chicago.
Oh, I'm sure.
Well, that's how Gary got in.
The motto was for Mayor Daley, vote early and often.
That was Daddy Daley.
Yeah, Big Daddy.
Jen, you still have a right after you die.
Yep. But there were no frauds. Did you read about the one young guy that got elected and apparently was in one area where, it's the Chicago area, where the, you know, there was a Big Daddy running that county or whatever, and they got it and screwed around to where he's not elected anymore. They won't investigate it. Never will be. Nothing will be done.
JFK warned us.
Well, you see, one of the biggest problems we got in Chicago is the, it just went out of my mind, treasury up there. And that was created out of railroads. I think that's interesting. The area down. Go ahead.
I read where Hillary's dad took over for some famous gangster up there in Chicago when he died.
Well, I didn't hear that. However, there was a big, very expensive, one of the best motorhome manufacturers up there, and they even put a Mercedes in the motorhome when they sold them. And the company supposedly went bankrupt. A friend of mine was going to buy it, and he wanted to move it to Rockford. He had the place to store all this stuff, and he had several of them sold. In fact, one of them was sold to Willie Nelson. And good old Hillary got involved in it, and she sold one to her brother. And I never heard what happened to the rest of them, but the whole deal fell through when she got her fingers in it.
Mm-hmm. Is that the brother that's running the gold mines down in Haiti?
I think you're right.
Do you guys know that Bill Clinton is not his real name?
William Jefferson?
Yeah, his name is Blythe. By the his mom got married to the Clinton, and he just changed his name.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Well,
he's
related
a black
to
son.
The Bushes. Yeah, yeah, he does.
We should birth certificate has the right name, right?
B L Y T H E.
Yeah, I think so. He is educated in England, I believe, some Fulbright, how do they call it, Fulbright?
He was just there for a year smoking pot. He didn't get any education.
MK Ultra.
Fulbright. Fulbright. He didn't learn how to inhale even, if you believe him.
Can you imagine?
I can't. Wasted on him, I guess.
They passed that farm bill, and they can legalize that hemp, and we can have a prosperous nation again. That'll create a lot of jobs, a brand new industry that has no infrastructure.
Well, I can tell you a little bit about that hemp. When I graduated from high school, I couldn't find a decent job, so I was selling roofing and siding. And finally, a friend of mine called me up and said, hey, there's a job down at the National Distillery. Go down and see them, and you get that job. So I went down there, and we were building, or I'll say rebuilding, the National Distillery. So we were building new warehouses. There was a field out there that they had bought, 40 acres of hemp. Right along the railroad tracks, and the other side of the railroad tracks was the river. And the trains would put flamethrowers on the front of the engine and drive down the tracks to blow the burn the hemp away. Down the street, about 1 mile, was the Hiram Walker Distillery, and next to the Hiram Walker Distillery was a hemp plant. They've made rope and so forth out of the hemp.
And what year was
it? I think it's very interesting. That hemp was used in the barges. It was used in the tow ropes for the aircraft, towing gliders. It was used for all kinds of uses, and that was the quote-unquote industrial hemp, not the hemp that you use for curing pain.
It wasn't
but that
marijuana.
Stuff there, God gave that hemp to the farmer, and you didn't even have to plant it. All you had to do was have a bird fly over, and if it ate the seed of the hemp, you had hemp growing, and you would get 2 to 3 crops out of the hemp here in Peoria with the weather changes. Now, down in Florida, I guess you could get it the year around. But this is stuff that they cannot, and I say this with emphasis, they cannot put any law or anything else against something that is given by God.
They legalized hemp in the 1940s for 3 years. They grew the hemp, and it was under government control, and they did it to pay down the war debt, so they claim. But it was only for a three-year period. But China controls 88% of the world market in hemp.
Well, that was done by the quote-unquote,
as we know.
That was done by the quote-unquote rich men created by, and they're the ones that Trump is trying to get rid of now.
Right, that's what we're dealing with. We're going back to 1871 all over again.
That's exactly where we're at.
We need an educated society to, so the people can assume the responsibility of themselves and not depend on the government.
Okay, I'll tell you another story. Maybe you heard it, maybe you haven't. Henry Ford built two automobiles out of hemp. One was in 1938, I believe it was, and the other one was 1946. They did not build the car after the initial one was built because you could not destroy it. If you can't destroy it, I can't sell cars.
Can't have that.
Okay, now there's...
Henry Ford had to pay his employees enough money so he could buy a car.
You can build houses out of it. You can build anything out of it. And they cannot be destroyed.
There's a new paint out and you can do that too.
That's what I'm saying. That's what Trump is trying to get back so we can use some of this stuff the way God intended. And it can't happen fast enough as far as I'm concerned.
Are you telling me fire couldn't burn that hemp?
You cannot burn it, no.
Wow.
Not once it's been modified. I started to tell you about Tesla. Tesla had an uncle, or Trump had an uncle who had direct contact with Tesla in New York. And I didn't know this. I knew a lot of stories about Tesla, but I did not know that he was behind the building of the hotel he lived in. Interesting?
Interesting.
And it used all of his, I won't say all of them, but it used a lot of his inventions in that hotel. And that was the Hotel New Yorker.
Where did you get this information?
I got it off the internet. I had a lot of it before, but the thing I didn't know was that it was all built on his knowledge, and I think it went down three or four sub-basements, and he built a tunnel over to the railroad station, and the tunnel was made out of copper, and that was so that it wouldn't rust. But that's just some of the stuff he had there. He had the whole floor that he was on, and he was using that for his quote-unquote inventions and checking things out. He would go down and get down in the lower sections of the hotel, and when there was no electricity in New York, his hotel had electricity. It had running water. It had everything that nobody else could seem to get at that time. And when he died at the age of 77, the FBI went in and they stole everything that they could get their hands on from Tesla. And that's when stuff got hard to get. But Tesla did not have anything patented, let's put it that way. He wanted it to be for the people. And Tesla was a heck of a good guy, and Trump knew him personally, and he knew his uncle personally, and that's some of the stuff that he wants to get out, too. I think I've used enough of your time. Thank you, and good night, folks.
Yes, it's time to call it a day or a night. I'll stop the recording.